Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
Isn't the Christmas story just a fairy tale? Well, since you asked. Even in pop culture and secular entertainment, Christmas is full of stories with characters who are spiritual, magical, or in some way outside of the human norm. Santa Claus, flying reindeer, talking snowmen, an angel trying to earn his wings in A Wonderful Life. All of these appeal to the human need to believe in something beyond ourselves, something with a supernatural connection. Today we're going to look at the supernatural occurrences that figure prominently in the events surrounding the birth of Christ. The role of angels, dreams, and prophecy punctuate the Christmas story from the very beginning. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah. While he was performing his priestly service before God, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled when he saw the angel, and fear gripped him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice over his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink no wine or liquor. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit while still in his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the sons of Israel back to the Lord, their God. And it is he who will go as a forerunner before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers back to their children, and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in her years." The angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at the proper time." Now after these days, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant. Now in the sixth month of her pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement, and was pondering what kind of greeting this was. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, and give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High God. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." 700 years earlier, the prophet Isaiah spoke, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom. God's plan has always been to send his son to be our Savior. But Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. For that reason also, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth herself has conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called infertile is now in her sixth month, for nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the Lord's bondservant, may it be done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Miracles are when God overrides natural law. What seems impossible in the natural is always possible with a supernatural God. Now at this time Mary went into the city of Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord would come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord. What happens next is called the Magnificat, or Song of Mary. This teenage woman, who had no formal education, is chosen by God to be a vessel that separates history into two calendars. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, she produces a prophetic song that rivals the Psalms of David and the prophecies of Isaiah. My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has had regard for the humble state of his bondservant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is to generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones and has exalted those who are humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. He has given help to his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, just as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and his descendants forever. Now, the time had come for Elizabeth to give birth, and she gave birth to a son. Her son would become a great prophet. John was the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. Jesus said, Among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. When his parents decided to name him John, as the angel instructed, Zechariah's power of speech returned, and Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited us and accomplished redemption for his people, and he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, just as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from the ancient times, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, would serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, before him all our days. And you, child, also will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us, to shine on those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, since he was a righteous man, did not want to disgrace her. He planned to send her away secretly. But when he had thought this over, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Once again, Isaiah prophesied hundreds of years before these events. Behold, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. And he took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. Without a doubt, Mary was a remarkable woman in history. But I consider Joseph a great hero of faith. He could have shamed Mary and sent her away. He could have started a new life without her. He could have dismissed the dream as the result of bad pizza. He could have ignored the angel's instructions. But he followed God's plan. And about all he gets is a figurine in your nativity scene once a year. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar that a census be taken. Now Joseph went to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was betrothed to him and was pregnant. While they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock at night. And suddenly, an angel of the Lord stood near them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army of angels praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. I've never bought the idea that angels are cute little cherubs with rosy cheeks. Most of the time when angels show up, the first thing they say is, Do not be afraid. Obviously, they can appear ominous or intimidating. Can you imagine what an army of angels looked and sounded like? No wonder everyone was amazed. And when 8 days were completed, so that it was time for his circumcision, he was also named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days for their purification according to the law were completed, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And the Spirit led him into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, he took him in his arms and blessed God and said, Now, Lord, you are letting your bondservant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all the peoples, a light for revelation for the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. Simeon was a man who lived in the supernatural. He heard personal messages from the Holy Spirit. He was led by the Spirit into the presence of Jesus. He recognized the significance of the baby without anyone else saying a word. He prophesied immediately. The truth is, all of us need to be led by the Spirit to find Jesus. The Spirit will bear witness to His authenticity, and we will testify under the Spirit's influence. For in the book of Revelation it says, "The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and have come to worship him." And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, Herod inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For this is what has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For from you will come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" After hearing the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it came to a stop over the place where the child was to be found. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And after they came into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And after being warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another way. The story of the mysterious Magi is an integral part of the Christmas tradition, but it is often misunderstood. First of all, they were not at the manger in Bethlehem. They showed up 2 years later at the house. And there were likely more than three of them, possibly a couple of hundred. But because three gifts were mentioned, they became known as the three wise men, or three kings. And once again, a prophecy is the key that unlocks their mystery. But the intriguing part for me has been the star that led them. It was not a normal star, because it didn't hold its position in the sky. It was not a comet, because it stopped and started and changed direction. I think it was something different. Sometimes in the Old Testament, as well as in the book of Revelation, angels are referred to as stars. They are often accompanied by an almost blinding light. Is it possible that this was a heavenly messenger who could move and guide on its own, patiently leading these seekers to the King of Kings, then disappear, never to be heard from again? Well, it's something to consider. Now when they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother while it was still night and left for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod. This happened so that what has been spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Get up and take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Then after being warned by God in a dream, he left for the regions of Galilee, and he came and settled in a city called Nazareth. This happened so that what was spoken through the prophets will be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. So, Jesus was from Bethlehem, but he was also from Egypt, and he was also from Nazareth. Each of these were fulfillments of prophecies made hundreds of years before his arrival. But the truth is, he is not from any place in this world. Here is the Christmas story as told in the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus was God in the flesh. His birth was miraculous. His life was full of miracles. He even overcame death by a miraculous resurrection. And he continues today doing signs and wonders. The Christmas story is full of supernatural occurrences like prophecies and dreams and angelic visitations. It is no surprise because God is supernatural, and so is his Son. I hope your Christmas is filled with wonder, miracles, and a visit from the Holy Spirit himself. This is Jim Barrier with Since You Asked. And from all of us at CGM Radio, to you and all of yours, Merry Christmas.
Since You Asked is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.